Welcome everybody to the Fresh and Fit Podcast. Chad, what are you doing, bro?
Let me do the introduction.
Shut up, Marlon.
It's over.
It's not. You're a guest.
It's over. You're a guest. You sit back and relax.
Shut up.
Listen.
You sit back
and
relax.
There's a reason why I'm back on this boy, though.
I'm going to tell you why.
No. The ratings went up. Like I told you it would when I was up, so you need them back up again because they dropped since I've been gone.
So the truth is that we had a juggling dog that had to cancel last minute.
So good.
So we hit up one of our trustworthy buddies, Marlon, and
okay. We're
here now.
You ain't got no life, so we figured
let's bring you on.
It's not a big deal, you know.
I ain't coming for all this though. I ain't coming for all this.
What do you think about this hat?
I actually liked the hat until I saw him in it.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then I was instantly upset and bothered.
Yeah, you a hater, bro.
Yes, I am.
Hey, so episode 40 is already rocking and rolling. It's good
episode
to have you again, bro.
Early
pounds. Early pounds.
Here you go, just pound stuff again, bro.
Yeah, don't do
that. Hey, so I gotta tell you, man, before we get started, I almost did something this weekend that I haven't done in over 10 years.
Ejaculate?
I thought he still did that.
Boy, aren't you guys just tickled, aren't you? Just tickle me, I'm a bunch of rat bastards. Yo, fake looking.
Yo,
fake poetry slam, youth pastor, Friday Night Rumble.
All praise, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
That was good. That was good. You confirm my thoughts of how much I hate you already.
Hey, so good. Welcome. Man. Everybody, welcome to the show. Another episode of Our Moms Can't Watch.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to get a call from my boss tomorrow. Like, hey, can you come see me in the office? I haven't, in over 10 years, shaved my face completely.
Okay.
Mm.
Marlon, okay. You can relate. Maybe you can't.
You can see my little stub. I got a little stub growing there right now, though.
Yeah,
I got
shaved off tonight, though.
I got female cousins that got more growth than you.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I really almost. You done yet, bro?
What?
I was talking about the hairy
ovaries. Areolas?
Areolas. Areolas.
What?
Hey, go ahead. You talking about the hairy cousins? Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, man.
This is gonna be hey, Chad was like, what are we gonna talk about? I'm like, this show gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. Oh, trust me, bro.
Go ahead.
Trust me.
My apologize. My bad.
I'm so ashamed right now. I am so. Anyways.
Oh, man.
I almost shaved my face. I don't want to talk about it no more.
You almost shaved your face. I almost shaved my face, bro.
I know you did. Hey, man, I'm a little hot with this beanie on, but I'm going to keep it rocking.
You got that. Yeah, that's like the.
I'm going to keep it rocking. This boy is thick.
That's the mechanics.
Right.
Head gear.
Thick, boy. It's all weather, all terrain.
You got the fake glasses, the blue lights.
These are blue light glasses to protect you from, you know.
You got the Army of God dog tags.
Army of God. You hear me? I'm out here. Hey, bro. All right, man. Speaking of Army of God, we need to put some prayer around our boy Deshaun Watson.
He's losing
his mind, obviously. We don't know if the allegations are true or not, but my boy is out here asking for happy endings, and he's obviously not getting them because they snitching.
But why are these allegations coming out right now?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know, bro.
Well, sometimes that's the way it goes. You can't really.
I mean, Bill Cosby.
You can't.
Well, it's kind of like Antonio Brown too. But I think what it is like. Okay, maybe he was doing some foul stuff, right? And the girl keeps seeing his face on TV and keeps seeing him. And then she's like, you know what? I'm tired of seeing this dude. I'm telling it all.
Yeah.
Period. It could be that. Yeah. And that could be what kind of led to it. Or it could just be the man trying to keep the brother down.
But you know,
buy that. I don't necessarily buy that this time. My bad, bro.
Did the last show, bro. And I told myself that wouldn't happen today. I said, I'm going to stop the interruptions and I'm going to keep going with my conversation.
How are you
going
to do that?
Like I'm doing right now. Like the camera right now. Let me just say this though. Before I forget though. It's still related to Deshaun Watson. Alright? But for real though, I thought that in a lot of cases when like the high profile athletes, you know what I'm saying, engage like in sexual activities with women, like they have them sign like non-disclosure.
They do. The smart ones do.
You know what I'm saying?
The smart ones.
So obviously he probably didn't then.
Obviously he didn't. He's probably he allegedly he's a creep.
I don't believe it, man.
Maybe.
They see the dollar signs. He just signed the contract. They see the dollar signs.
Man, one of the most handsome dudes, I don't know if you guys know him. His name is Darren Sharper. Played for the Saints, played for the Vikings, was one of the best safeties in the game.
Oh, yeah. He played for the Saints.
If I say yes, am I agreeing that he's handsome, or am I agreeing that I know who it
you
is?
You know who he is.
I know who he is.
Okay, you know who he is. Okay, the man is, he's handsome, all right? He was a rapist, a freaking rapist. Kellen Winslow's out here raping homeless people and jacking off in Walmart's getting kicked out. Like, huh? Kellen Winslow. Hey, handsome, big buff dude, tattoos, can probably have any girl he want out here jacking off and raping homeless people. Yeah. So like, it doesn't matter about, like, so Deshaun Watson, like, he's an NFL quarterback, has all these things going for him. If he's sick, he's a sick dude. He could be a sick dude. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it is. Speaking of which, Marlon, you were in the massage therapy game.
I knew this was coming.
See how I bring it on in. So you was in a massage therapy game, and you were giving a man a massage, and apparently,
man, how did this get leaked,
apparently,
man? I'm sorry, mom.
Apparently,
gosh, I'm so sorry.
Apparently, mom. He pinched the tent. He pinched the tent while you was getting a massage.
Let me explain the story, man. Because now you know what I'm saying. It's
Can I before you do this? Can I just say something? Because we heard you talk about this story briefly on a good friend of our show,
the Pie Size Podcast.
Right. And I gotta say, bro, the stuttering, the stammering, the talking loud, it's all slightly suspicious. So this is a chance for you to clearly communicate your side.
Let me drink my water, bro. All right, here we go. Okay. Man. Whenever you're ready, man, just let me know, man.
We ready, bro.
We're ready. You finish with your soccer mom size water bottle.
Yeah, man. Hey, drink healthy. You know what I'm saying? Limes, lemons, and cucumbers. Well, it's just lemons and cucumbers in here right now. All right, but listen up. Oh, shit, damn. Listen. Man, listen. So, not too many years ago.
Last week.
Yeah, it was last week. Nah. That was a few. It was like 2010, 2011-ish, around that time. I was, doing this whole massaging thing, man. I was certified and I was legit massaging people. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not going to say the guy's name.
It's a good idea.
You know? But so I had this one client. I hope he don't follow the show, but because he probably know.
I hope he does.
I really hope he doesn't follow the show for real, man.
Well, we ain't saying no names.
No, we're not saying no names, but I'm sure he probably knows. But anyway, so, man, so when you start a massage, usually you get down to your most comfortable clothing. You know what I'm saying? It's usually your drawers. Never happened to me, but some people get naked, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the drawers, right? So I say, okay, I walk out the room.
Cause we did socks this. Or no socks?
Socks.
So he went naked without the socks, with socks.
Man, wait, okay, listen. The part of the massage is feet. You know what I'm saying?
So he didn't have socks on.
No, he didn't have socks on. He didn't have socks on.
So he was in that boy full nude.
Like, he better hop in the tub. Tub ready.
No.
Betty had drawers on. Ready.
He had drawers on, man.
Man, listen, so look, so,
did he come in with a rubber duck here or not?
Okay, man. What, bro? That's
did he have glitter paint with him or not?
Look, man. So I walk out of the room and I come back in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was on top of this. You're supposed to get under the seats. And he was on top of the seats. I said, bro, you gotta get under the seats. You know what I'm saying? So I walk back out so he can cover himself up. I mean, obviously, I didn't like what I saw. You know what I'm saying? So
he didn't like what you saw because
it was uncomfortable. Because
you're uncomfortable, or man. Because he didn't have a body type that you prefer.
Yeah, bro,
carefully answer the question. Carefully answer that question.
I think that when you went to the gym and you go in the locker room and you see them old man drying off and they talk and they try to have conversation with you.
That's the worst.
Like,
Them guys are the worst, man. They have no respect. No respect.
Yeah, man. So I start the massage, come back in, you cover it up, I start the massage, right? Boom, 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 boom. You turn over, and that's
so, no, hold on, bro. You moving a little too fast.
What's boom, 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 boom?
No, you know what I'm saying? And also, where were you? Were you at your house? Were you at an apartment?
Like, no, I was at his crib.
You was at his house.
Yeah. But just safer, because you can leave when you need to.
Maybe.
Well.
Unless...
It would be easier for him to leave than to make the guy leave.
Unless he's one of those guys, you know, the dude that had the three girls.
the Gina Day. Yeah,
one of them types. Yeah. Who knows? Anyway,
I'm not participating in that part of the conversation.
Okay, but back to my point. Back to my point. So you went to his house, right?
What is your point?
And you brought a table.
What's that point, bro?
And you brought a table. Yeah. So I want to understand. I want to set the scene in my brain.
I mean,
so did you have candles lit? Was there?
Bro, no. Listen, I was a professional masseuse.
Okay,
like,
I understand.
No romantic type.
No, shit. I understand. Like, no, I understand. So, but was there music playing? Like
you got the sound of the waterfall, nice little soft music behind it. You know, what I'm saying?
Right, bro. You're trying to paint a picture.
She is that doesn't need to be painted. You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to paint this BET After Dark movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that isn't the case.
So what was the lighting like?
what kind of music was playing?
You know what, man? God damn it, man. Listen, it was a water, like the sound of a waterfall, like little crickets, little birds like, chirping.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's like natural science.
Yeah. It takes your mind to the relaxation. Yeah. Like, that's nature. Nature calls. You know what I'm saying? It's like nature sounds.
Nature call, all right.
Nature sounds, I meant.
Did you answer the call?
Nature sound. No, I did not answer.
Okay,
no.
So nature sounds. Let him tell the story, man. Come on.
I mean, that was really it. You want me to go back to the boom, boom, boom.
No, okay.
The boom, boom, boom.
Was this the massage?
Was the massage.
Okay, so then after he flipped over, then what happened?
That's when I seen, like you said, the motherfucker.
It's all good. We cussed.
It's all good. Let's move on, bro. It's all good.
Well, he had the goddamn Statue of Liberty going up, right? You know what I'm saying? It was uncomfortable, bro. Yeah,
So did you start massaging him with the hoodie or no?
You gotta finish.
I'm trying to figure out why you're giggling in the course of all this.
You gotta finish. So you had to massage this. Nigga, hold on, bro. You had to massage him with the wood.
I don't know what's going on right now.
It's the way you put it. It's the way you saying it, bro. I don't like you, bro.
I don't know what this has to do with anything fresh.
Okay, man.
With anything fit.
Hey,
for anybody's podcast.
Let me tell you something.
I do apologize. I do ask that you would still like and subscribe to our podcast.
Make sure you like and subscribe.
Please.
Damn, man.
So
I don't do massages no more because of that, bro. I'm a star, bro. You see, I still remember that.
You quit. Day,
we'll bro. Try to do better next week.
You
we'll
quit.
We'll try to do better.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I did drink my water, bro.
When I was in Saudi Arabia, they tried to make me like, it was like, you can't get a massage from a female. I was like, oh. Well, I'm not getting any massages. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah. I'm not letting no man rub hot oil on me, bro.
I think I did once in Miami.
Hey, I'm cool.
Listen, I'm married, man. Right. I shouldn't have to say no homo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't have to say no homo. You don't have to say no homo.
But listen.
Not necessary.
Huh?
It's unnecessary.
Because I'm comfortable.
Yeah. But if you didn't, it's okay.
Okay. So
it's okay if you were
male versus women, unless the woman is really. And this is what I learned while I was in class, like just because we had both men and women in my class, obviously, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So you got to take turns with everybody, like work with different people.
Yeah.
And I know it's a vast difference between the women and the men. Like for that deep tissue, obviously, if you. That's the man.
Let me tell you something.
I'm
something I'm willing to never know.
So let me. So hold on. Let me ask you a question. Playing collegiate football, mm-hmm. playing pro or semi-pro football.
Mm-hmm. I played pro for a year.
So your trainers you never had a male trainer that gave you a massage?
No.
That rubbed you down? Or
No.
Bro, y'all had the male massages at the Pack Wars. Now that I think about it.
No, we had females and male.
I only saw the dude. I didn't know.
It was two. Because Raven was there as well.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Well, that settles that.
That's an interesting story, man. So basically, what you're saying is Deshaun might be innocent. He might have just been up there getting a massage and caught a wood.
Yeah. He might have verbally said something.
He might have said something like, you like what you see down there. You like that? Yeah. Is that what happened to you?
But that's not really. Okay, here we go, man.
Do you want to run a I formation?
Do you have an I formation for your
Are
boy?
Are you familiar with Wishbone? Do you know about a deep post route?
Do you know about a deep post? All right, a deep post route. Can you run?
That's all football.
Can you run a comeback? Can you run a comeback?
Oh my gosh!
Bro, that's hilarious, man. That's hilarious.
Let's switch subjects, man.
Oh, man, cool.
Our podcast isn't going to get picked up by anything.
Speaking of coming back, this guy named Ngannou came back and beat Stipe.
Man.
It was so terrible, man. I want to say you know, a prayer for Stipe. Stipe, bro, we appreciate you. You've been a great fighter this whole time, man. Yeah. You got decapitated on Saturday night, bro. That Ngannou guy is so scary.
He's a muscle. He's just a muscle.
Bro. A big 6'4", 6'5", 263-pound man made of straight steel.
Yeah.
And it was hard to watch a legend, a Cleveland legend, get knocked out like that, man. It was bad, man. It was a couple memes. I knew memes was coming, man. I knew it was coming. Because of how he got his leg all bent up.
I mean, the internet is you know, there's
it's harsh, man.
We know that there's people out there that's what they do.
That's what they do. They make them so quick, too. But I can understand it, because maybe more than, I know you box, so, you know, I've done MMA before. I did MMA for a couple years just trying to
work. I play soccer. You ain't say that, bro.
No, but you never got hit in your face.
Saying, I play soccer.
Okay,
but I like ping pong.
The ball probably hit me in the face one time.
It should have. I like ping pong.
So I got once when I got hit in the face. I got a right hook, because you know how you circle to the weak hand. I circle to the strong hand.
Damn.
Caught me right hook to the chin. Boom. I lost my legs. My legs left me, bro. Like, I've never felt that before. I felt like they turned on me. I felt like they was like, nah, nigga, we cool. And they just dropped. I dropped. Yeah. So I understand what happened to Stipe. Stipe's legs abandoned him.
Yeah.
They abandoned him.
They did.
I mean, have you ever been hit like that and you lose your legs? Oh, okay.
I talked about it on the last show.
I've never been like knocked out, fell on my back, but I've been knocked out to where my legs was like, nigga, we out. We cool.
What's the difference then?
Like, wake up in a steak and shake.
so like you just got dropped.
I got
like,
dropped. You got knocked out. Yeah, no, knocked out. I've been dropped. Like, boom.
Yeah, I got knocked out.
Yeah. You said you had to come back.
I ain't afraid to admit it.
You know, no, bro.
How long were you out for?
Man, shit. Long enough for him to spar with somebody else and for me to come too when it was exiting the ring.
So the thing about it is that
I think that's a concussion.
Yeah, you definitely got a concussion.
Did you get checked out afterwards?
No, because you don't know no better. We didn't know no better. Yeah. So like the thing is, when you get knocked out like that, you know what I'm saying? It's not people that might talk trash about it. Like everybody's picking on Nate Robinson, but 90% of y'all that's talking trash wouldn't get in the ring, wouldn't fight anybody, especially in front of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to fight somebody like in a bar or a club or something like that, or in the comfort of your own hood, but it's different to fight someone with people watching you.
Wasn't he talking junk?
Who, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, he was
so,
trash,
so that's not the same thing. Like, he deserved what he got because he was talking trash.
Well, he was talking trash, but I'm saying, though, like, but people making fun of him that wouldn't do the same thing. Like, I don't get it. Just like a lot of people be like, oh, John, like right now, John Jones is supposed to fight Ngannou next. And people are like, John Jones a pussy. He won't fight Francis. Da, da, da. He's like, John Jones came out with a video like, just because you're scared to fight Francis does not mean I'm scared to fight Francis. Mm-hmm. I will fuck him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of John Jones' mentality. Yeah. So
I don't know if it's necessarily the same thing, though. I think if you bring the ruckus, and then you can't deliver.
Yeah.
You gotta expect. Now, I'm not saying that people are right for saying what they say, but like, because I'm not about to get in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say, hey, Nate, he crazy for doing it. But if you talking junk and then you get mollywopped,
But
see, okay. I think in that type of thing, though, people go revert back to street fighting versus boxing, and them two totally different things. You know what I'm saying?
So then he was silly for doing that. For thinking he definitely underestimated that dude.
So what do y'all think? Who do you got for this Jake Paul Ben? What's his name, my boy? MMA guy.
Ben Simmons.
No.
Shut up, dude. Roethlisberger.
No.
Stein.
Jake Paul is fighting. He's fighting. I forgot his name now, but he's fighting Ben. He's who's a Olympic wrestler. So Jake Paul, but he wants to challenge him to a boxing match. So it should be pretty interesting.
It's gonna be another exhibition fight.
Ben Askren.
Yeah. It's gonna be another exhibition.
That's another. No, it's a pro fight.
Oh, it's gonna be a pro fight.
The last one was pro.
Dang, man. So they you saw with Nate, that was an exhibition.
No, that was considered a pro fight.
It was.
Yep.
Dang.
Oh, this guy looks like me.
So you see.
this guy looks like me.
Ben Askren has the worst dad.
Oh, that's not him.
That's him. That's him.
I know. I'm thinking of this guy.
He's talking about Jorge Masvidal.
So I forget which show I was listening to, but they were talking about Jake Paul and how a lot of the boxers, like the pro fighters, are upset with him.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
As they should be, but they shouldn't be upset with him because he's kind of like creating something.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be mad at their management and their promoters and their people that's on their team that's not getting them the money.
Yeah. But I think, okay, that part, yeah. But then you go to the other aspect of it as, you know, they came from the ground up. You know what I mean? How hard it took for them to get that, you know, to get that one big fight.
Do you think that
it doesn't matter because Ben came from the ground up, not Ben, but Jake came from the ground up in YouTube.
On YouTube.
You know what I'm saying? So he didn't have to get punched in the face as much as you did or whatever, but you didn't build this platform, this base. Half them niggas don't even want to do interviews.
He sounds smarter to me than they are.
Yeah, so you can't get mad at someone for being smarter than you. Like,
so let me ask you this, Ann. So let's relate it to a different way. So if you a professional chef, right? Let's say you a chef that's cooking for all the celebrities right now, right? Okay. And then you worked at McDonald's. Let's say you worked at McDonald's. And I ain't trying to, you know, shade nobody at McDonald's. I mean, because it might be a good cook there. But you've been making YouTube videos and all that shit up there. And, you know.
You pop.
And you just end up popping. And then now you a chef. Like, do you think that's the same? Like, how do you.
I don't know if it's the same, but more power to you. If you figure out a different route.
Because it's all about what can you give an exchange. See, the thing about Jake Paul is he can bring a crowd. Mm-hmm. A lot of them dudes can't even sell tickets to their family members.
Yeah, you
know. They have no personality. I'm sorry, it's just business. We live in a capitalistic society. Mm-hmm. If you cannot sell tickets, you will not make money. This dude can sell tickets and pay-per-views, and he's not even a real boxer. And some of you boxers, y'all don't do interviews. Y'all don't talk to people. Y'all act like this stuff don't stink, and you're too good for people. And that's why you don't have no fans. Mm. And you mad because you ain't getting no money, you ain't getting no revenue. But you stupid. You blew the bag. You blowing the bag. So don't get mad at this dude for getting the money.
So you might as well say who you talking about, bro.
I ain't talking about nobody in particular. I'm just saying. What's your name,
bro? No, you're right, though. That is a big thing, though. I mean, you know, It come with the game. It come with the territory.
Yeah. Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true.
So why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True, true.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace.
It's already being portrayed. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter whether you say anything or not. The media got what they needed to write a story.
But I don't understand why you wouldn't. Man, listen.
Because some people just don't want to be. Just don't want that. They want to play the sport, and they want to be about the. And
okay, but it's kind of like being an actor or actress or a rapper or whatever. Stuff comes with the territory.
I'm gonna tell you why it's stuff different. Comes
with the territory.
I'm gonna tell you why it's different in entertainment. And we just for the sake of this,
it's in the contract.
In the sake, it's in the, right. But in the, for the sake of this, let's separate sports from entertainment. Though we know it
sports
is
entertainment.
You're right. But in movies and acting and theater, your job is to portray something you are not. Right, you're right. Acting. You're not doing that in sport. You're not supposed to do that in sports. So there's a theatrical piece to the media.
Right.
In sports, there are plenty of guys. Yes, they will answer the questions because they don't want to get fined. They understand the role of it. Marcel Lynch ain't thinking about that, man. That's why he shows up.
Yeah, but again. If you want, it's just like.
So what are we even talking about?
Right? I'm saying like you can't do certain things. Like anything you do comes with some type of baggage or responsibility. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So like you being a football player, that comes with that. So you have to do it. So what we're talking about is these guys who are upset with Jake Paul because he's getting that bag. Like, he's getting probably $1 million, $2 million, $3 million a fight. And he didn't earn his way up. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's what they're upset
about. I don't think it's the money aspect. I think it's how he's getting the fights for real.
Well, what else would it be?
I mean, it shouldn't be. Okay.
It's the money.
Now, let me say, it, For me, it shouldn't be about the money aspect of it all. It should be on how you coming up and you're able to pick and choose who you want to fight based on you're a YouTube celebrity. But you coming at my sport now.
But he did the show. He did the first fight on Triller.
He did, but I'm
on Triller. So no other fighter went to Triller and said, "Hey, Triller, let's do a show.
Yeah,
let's do a fight." If the commission says okay, the Nevada, whoever says this person is good. Fight. That's all that matters. It don't matter who it is. Cause that's crazy. They're not picking their fighters. Well, go do some research and pick your fighters. Pick who you want to fight.
Yeah.
I know boxing's not talking that shit because Floyd been picking fighters for the past 10 years.
But he said he wasn't, man. Somebody was picking.
Errol Spence won't fight Bud Crawford,
and it's annoying. I hate it.
Tyson Fury and Joshua just signed a contract. They could have fought 3-4 years ago. Nope. Neither one of them, you know what I'm saying, wanted to fight Deontay Wilder for the longest. You know what I'm saying? So boxing, talking shit about people, somebody picking fights? That's all y'all do.
Yeah.
That's all y'all do is pick fights. What are you talking about?
I think the majority of sports, the systems have been challenged for you know, some sooner than others. Like, think about basketball, right? Yeah. Players are coming straight to the league from high school.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of the players, or maybe even the majority of players that came through college, we're looking them sideways and thinking that they're, you know, the shit don't stink because they came, they thought, you know, they're always the in the spotlight, and now you come to the league and you're with all the big dogs.
Yeah.
So that's been going on in basketball. I'm sure it's going on in baseball.
Yeah, it happens.
So
I remember Ricky Davis did that to LeBron. Like LeBron came in, Ricky Davis was all like trying to son him. LeBron was like,
I'm a dunk on you.
Get out of Cleveland, Ricky Davis. You suck. I'm the future. Yeah. Out of here, bro.
Man, what y'all thinking about the NBA right now, though, man? The way it's going with all the trades and all the super teams.
I think it's interesting. I think it's cool. I kind of don't like it because I remember like having a team like and being like, this is my team and stuff like that.
That's what you don't see that too much anymore.
But now you don't see it. But it's the way of the game and you just root for certain players. It's kind of like, you know what kind of messed all this stuff up? Fantasy football. Because video games it's unreal. Now people just cheer for players. It just is what it is. You cheer for player because that player can get you points. You can win your fantasy football league. Or you playing video games and you gonna trade for whoever you want. So you creating super teams. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't think about that.
So it's just a little different.
Yeah, I honestly really haven't even watched an NBA game this year because of everything.
I've been watching a few.
But I did see something very interesting recently.
What's that?
You guys know Versus. With Swizz Beatz and Timberland,
they
got a partnership now with Peloton.
Wow,
Versus just bought Triller, I believe.
Did they?
Yeah, or Triller or vice versa, one of them. Yeah,
probably Triller bought Versus.
I think Peloton maybe subscribers.
Yeah.
Will have like the Versus like soundtracks and their workouts and stuff like that.
Oh, that's sweet.
So man. See, and I think it's just again, it's a sign of people realizing, okay, it's 2021. Do something differently.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
If it hasn't been done before, probably best to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, before this show, I was doing a virtual training session right outside. You know what I'm saying?
For real?
Yeah, before the show. For real. That's most of my clients now are virtual. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to adapt. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, bro. Like,
how hard is that, though, man?
It's not hard at all. Virtually. It's actually kind of fun. Most of the time, it's body weight stuff. Yeah. But if they have their own gym, like I have some clients overseas that actually have their own gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, like, tell them, like, hey, you got to do bench press, pull-ups, X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying? But some people, if it's just body weight, that's easy. It's just movements. Yeah. I'm trying to keep your heart rate up for a certain amount of time and bring it down and all that stuff. So it's just it's different. But it's fun to me. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. And plus, I get to do it from the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
I get to do it with Marley running around in the background acting crazy. You know
what I'm saying? You ever did it while you had, like, a bag of Doritos and you just... Yeah, go ahead, do them, you know, the pull-ups.
I have done it eating Oreos.
Eating Oreos?
Yeah, I have done it eating Oreos.
Dang, that's crazy, man.
I have done it eating Oreos, man.
You bet shit, bro.
Hey, bro, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
Can you let me know what's going on in this picture?
Oh, man. Okay, this episode of Explain That Pic.
What's going on with this, bro?
So that's... Hey, man.
James, you might want to explain yourself, too.
Well, I got to explain myself.
This is a picture of...
You got them big old prison sweatpants, shorts.
We was getting in, bro.
You know, 216 muscle Ben, or whatever. That was my first day meeting him. And this actually back when, like...
It was still Go Train.
Yeah, it was still Go Train, I believe.
Yep.
And I had just started coming because, you know, they kept bugging me to come to the gym, whatever. And I show up. Y'all, they was like bugging me, like, hey,
Every
other week, you know,
I did bug him until he went to Canada, and I seen him work out, and I was like, never mind.
Hey, never mind. It's all good, but when I did go to, I set the gym down, though, man.
You do. You come down. Through, man. You bring a lot of great energy. You work hard. It's fun, man. You loud. You talking to people, keeping them hype, and I think that's dope, bro. Like, that, it's all about the energy in the gym, man. You got to create that. Yeah. You got to create that, bro.
What about this one, bro?
So that's my boxing coach. Shout out to Rome, Empire Boxing. Man, he been training me for years. He was training me for years, and I keep trying to go back periodically. I just got the time, whatever, man. But he a real, like, legit, down to earth, like, dude, for real, man. Like, he like a father figure. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got so many people up there that he trains that, you know, they don't have dads in their life, and he's able to step in, man. Wise, you know what I'm saying, and he actually, like, one of his biggest fighters was Ray Austin. Like, you know Ray Austin?
Ray Austin. Yeah.
So he fought Klitschko. He got knocked out by Klitschko. You know what I'm
Who
saying?
Who didn't?
Yeah.
Everybody second, got knocked out by Klitschko.
I think it was second round, too. He caught him with that Klitschko, hook. Boom, boom.
Klitschko had the best jab probably of all time.
Yeah.
Mm. He's, what was he, 6'6", 6'8"?
I think he was, yeah.
My cousin used to train him.
He was a doctor, too.
My cousin, politician.
Politician, okay. Yeah, politician.
My cousin used to train him. His name is Jonathan Banks. Mm. He was a cruiserweight champ.
Yeah.
And then when Emmanuel Stewart died, he took over as, like, his Klitschko's head trainer. And I remember watching my cousin and being like, and my cousin's big. My cousin's bigger than me. And I remember seeing my cousin. Then I remember seeing him next to Klitschko. Mm. And Klitschko made him look like a little kid. I was like, God damn, how big is he, bro? Yeah. How big is this Klitschko guy, man? So he's got to be like 6'8". Six.
I can imagine getting in the ring with somebody that big.
250, 260.
Damn.
Lean, long ass jab from dude jabbing from the edge of his table to the front of his table. This is his jab, bro. This is his jab. What you gonna do? Nothing.
Man, you gotta get hit in your face one time. Come on, man. Let me tell you how it feels, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got some gloves in the car. Boom, boom. Let me just get you one good time so you can see the pain that we went through. You know?
This shit feel like a thud. Like something like it sounds like. It feels, I can't explain, it's like something cooking in the back of your head.
So you want me to have a nose like you or you?
Oh, whatever.
I'm okay, bro.
What's wrong with his nose?
My nose is big enough.
What's wrong with his nose?
You guys look like you got punched a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But mine's is definitely, I told you, mine's
bro.
Is
I'm Arab and I got a big nose.
Mine's is wide from football, bro, from the helmet coming down and hitting me.
I told you, man, you got that Jerry Springer.
You had to wear the helmet on the sideline?
Come on, please, boy. Boy, please. Boy,
how did you have the headset?
I tried to get you back. Boy, he tried to get you back.
Yeah, he's trying to get back. I've been knocking people.
Whose team are you on?
I've been knocking people out. Check my resume. I knock somebody out almost every season, bro. That's why I get down.
So you would be the first person I had to fact check somebody's stats.
Check the resume.
Hey, besides Cleve. Besides Cleve at Marshall.
Check the resume.
Hey, what's up, Cleve?
Oh, I don't know about that.
We're going to surf past that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Cleve, man, I love you, big dog. Love you, man.
Yeah, but
Chad brought you up. I didn't.
Oh my God!
Don't beat me up.
Oh, Farland, you definitely brought him up.
Hey, man. So Smoke and Slack has been kind of popping, bro. I think the weather's starting to come out. Yeah, man. I'm very excited about this. You got your T-shirts. Where's my T-shirt at?
So they're supposed to be done today.
Oh my God, man!
It's supposed to be done today.
I'm a rock. I'm a rep it. So
hey, when do you want to pick up your shirt that you didn't order?
Hey, I did not. You're right. I did not order it.
So you can proceed. What were you about to say now?
Yeah. So, Big Church made them.
Big Church made them.
Big Church made the shirts. That's what's up.
Big Church.
You got just enough, like for you people just enough.
Man, so nice. I ordered a couple extra, but not for you. So Big Church, Big Church, Hog Haulers,
Hog Haulers.
Yeah, Hog Haulers.
Previous guests, support that man.
You know what? Make sure he sends you a proof though, because he messed up my Murph Monday shirts. And I'm upset about that. And I'm going to tell him. I told him. And I sent an email. I will show you guys email. I said, don't fuck up my shit in the email. And he definitely did. Damn.
So you thought putting it in the email was going to prevent.
And it didn't.
So you just messed his whole business up.
Right. No, that's my guy. That's my guy. I'm telling you. Tell him to send you a proof. That's
so
all.
He that person on Amazon, you got to read the negative comments and you see his name come up 1 star out of 5.
No. Hey, man, my boy gets 4 stars. He gets 4 stars from messing up my Murph Monday shirts. He could have got 5, okay? But that's it.
Church, what's up with this guy? What's up with this guy?
Threw him under the bus, didn't I? No,
I'm going to get that shirt, bro. I forgot.
But like you were saying, yes, bro. We got some things in the works, and I'm excited. It's going to be a good year.
Riding tomorrow at 70?
We are riding tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow evening. Yeah. You down or not?
I'm at work tomorrow, bro.
Dang.
Man, I feel like you always at work.
I'm up Wednesday and Thursday, though.
I feel like if you ain't at work, then you somewhere building a house, building a tree house.
Massaging the dude.
Massaging the dude.
if it ain't a wood tree or a wood house,
you stay with that wood.
If you ain't building the house, you bring it down the house.
Hey, whatever, man.
Whoa.
Whatever, man.
Marlon, hey. Woody, Woody Webb.
Marlon, you probably show up to massage it in a tool belt.
He more oily than the collection.
He'd be like, hey, so
he show up oiled up with tool
belt. You don't mind if I play with him? He'd be like, you don't mind if I play with my R&B mixes, do you? Bebo Braxton.
You don't mind
if I sing the song while I'm massaging.
Hey, you don't watch the news this morning. Hey. You don't watch the news this morning. Come on, man. What's up, man? Why we keep bringing this up? Damn,
hey, no, you're right. But look, though. Hey, look, though. How do y'all feel about it?
Hey, can I stop my show out real quick? I want to stop my show out. Hey, I'm going to take the time to talk about my show. I don't care if y'all say yes.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, the Meet the Maker 2-1 season is coming, man. What is it? April.